thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. There are still very few men in childcare, so I was interested to investigate why this is and also how we can improve this situation. Today I'm joined by Nige Graven, who is an outstanding childminder in Knutsford and also calls himself an early years educator. Welcome to the podcast, Nige.
Well, hi, and thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. I don't think I've had any other childminders on, and certainly no other childminders in Knutsford, so you are unique. So you're very welcome to the podcast.
Super, thank you.
Before we get into the question of men in childcare, can you just give me a little bit of background? How did you get into childcare yourself?
I found myself in a change of circumstances, and I was looking after my own children. Mm-hmm. I had to reduce the hours of work. I met my partner, who I've just married, Sarah Neville, and she is a childminder. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed what she did and decided to take a change in career. Mm-hmm. And I went to work in a school which is local to me. I worked there in the school for 7 years, and during that period of time, I worked part-time with Sarah. Mm. I enjoyed it so much. After the seven-year stretch in school, I decided that I would like to do it full-time, and we both do it now, and I have been doing it for the last 2 years full-time.
Wow, that's fantastic, and you're already outstanding just in that short amount of time.
First year I was a good, and then I've been upgraded to outstanding, yeah.
Congratulations, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
So how do you find working with mixed-age children? Because that's one of the beauties, isn't it, of childminding. You get the full range of children. What sort of age ranges do you look after?
We look after, well, we start with a one-year-old, nearly one anyway, and go all the way up to the after-schoolers, which is, she's 12 now. All the children get on with each other. That's the great thing. And I get on with every single child. I can communicate with every single child. They love my company. I love their company. We educate well together because, don't forget, they're educating me too.
Yes.
I can't say anything negative about what I do. And I can't say I can't praise the children enough that I work with. They're lovely children. And I just find the age range not a barrier whatsoever. I'm not thinking how old are they compared to the eldest child when I'm playing in a group. I'm just thinking I'm focusing on you right now. I'm talking to you at your level, and I'm going to respond in the way that you would like me to. And that's how I do it.
So it is that it's like a partnership with the children, and that two-way communication, as you say, is so vital, isn't it?
Yeah, based on the outcome must be fun.
Yes.
The approach is happy and the outcome must be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe you have a mean line in jokes as well.
Well, yes. What do you call a hobnob with one eye?
I don't know. What do you call a hobnob with one eye?
A hip nib. Hip knob, sorry. Hip knob. No, the one with two eyes is a hip nib. That's where I went wrong. You see, I make up jokes, and I apologise to anybody who's heard and reached bucket. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I can see why you do like the communication to be fun. I think that's fabulous. Do you have any siblings with you at the moment?
Yes, we've got three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, three at the moment. We have a brother who's at school, a little one. She's three at the moment. We have one who's at preschool. Mm. Attends here during the week at the odd time, but his sister, she's two, she comes a couple of days a week, and at the moment she's coming 3 days a week on a temporary basis.
So do you see an advantage of them actually being together in a home-like environment?
Well, they're totally at home when they've got their sibling here. They can use the sibling for support. And not only that, they can be, the siblings are arguing with each other, pushing each other around, often that can be seen as they're not getting on. But that's not it at all. That's because they're completely comfortable in their surroundings and who they're with. Because they wouldn't act like that otherwise. they turn to the sibling for support, and they'd be timid, and they, you know, they wouldn't communicate as well. So it's a great support for that child to have their sibling around them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've hit that right on the head there with the personal, social, emotional development. If they are not in a place that they're very emotionally safe, then they will be withdrawn, they'll be anxious, all those things that we see on the levels of well-being. But if they are, if they feel comfortable, that is when they fight, isn't it? So swings and roundabouts there a little bit for you. But
I made this point, a similar point, to a woman who was in a queue at a Costa coffee shop.
Yeah.
Child was playing up something rotten, and she was at her wit's end. And I said, you know, if your child wasn't totally happy in the relationship that you have with her, she wouldn't be behaving like this. This is a compliment.
Yeah.
And she felt so buoyed up by that, and it made me feel great.
How lovely. What a really nice thing to do as well. Well done. That is fab. You're obviously enjoying it. You're obviously doing very well at it as well. I do have to ask, what sort of barriers, or have you found any barriers with working in a predominantly female workplace? Now, I know there's obviously just you and Sarah there, but childminding in general is female dominated, isn't it? So have you come across anything at all?
I have to say that I haven't. I've been welcomed at every single turn. When I was taking my pre-registration training, all the people I was with on the courses, every course ever since has been fun. There have been no barriers whatsoever. And they talked to me as an equal, never any problem whatsoever. Yeah. I knew that question was coming, and I did think very hard, long and hard, about where I may have had a barrier. And I just can't say that I've had any barrier whatsoever to do with the communication with other childminders or other people in childcare. The only one thing that's ever come across was a parent asking me if I felt comfortable about changing her little girl's nappy because it's a male, and I'd changed up to 1,000 before then, so I wasn't really bothered. The anxiety was coming to her, really. It wasn't the child. Child couldn't be bothered.
But that, absolutely. As long as you're caring and loving, it's they don't really mind at all, do they?
Not at all.
How interesting that's come from a parent then, rather than people that you're working with or people that you're out and about meeting. That's really interesting. Do you think that's because parents still think that men in childcare is unusual? Do you think it's just because you're not run of the mill, you're not typical?
That is an element, but I also think it's the times that we live in today. The most awful things, and they've got to ask that question in their mind, if not out loud to you. So it's an inevitability, and we accept it.
Yeah, there's lots of safeguarding and lots of issues that everybody in early years has to deal with, because, as you say, the times
absolutely
we live in.
And there are horror stories from people who've been checked over and over and over again, and they've still found that they've been without going into detail, they've been the wrong kind of person, because most of the legislation is reactive. There's always going to be somebody who gets through, and there's a loophole, and there's something bad happens. So a parent is always going to think, should I ask that question? Should I think of that? You know, it's always going to be there.
And absolutely. You're leaving your most precious thing with somebody else, aren't you? So whoever you are, if you do have those sorts of questions, as you say, I think you've got to ask them.
I felt pleased that the parent felt comfortable enough to ask. They may have just asked Sarah.
Yes.
Nigel feel comfortable. But she came to me and said, do you feel comfortable? So that was pleasing in one respect, that they came to me personally to ask that question.
Yes, that she was actually able to approach you. And you said that was a mum that came to you. Yeah, so again, it was a female that came to you. So, yes, that's a really good point, actually, that they didn't, because that's what you hear very often, that parents will go to the setting manager or will talk to somebody else but won't actually talk to the man that's involved with it. So, yes, I think that is very, that's a definite step in the right direction, So when you presumably you have mums and dads coming together to have a look at your childminding setting, How do dads feel when they come in and they realise that their child's going to be looked after by a man as well?
Well, you know, I think fathers are very enlightened these days, and they tend to come with their wives or girlfriends because, and I say mm-hmm. they're very enlightened these days. What I mean by that is there's no longer this attitude, leave it to the parent, the other parent to sort all that. It's a woman's job, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm.
They're not like that now. They want to be as involved. They want to know that they can trust you with their child. They want to see what their child might be involved with and might have around them. They're always welcome. We explain fully what we do. We never err on the side of the mother. We always treat them equally and speak to them equally. One thing that really annoys me when I'm out and about with Sarah sometimes, and we come across this a lot, is somebody will approach us and say, do you need any help? And they'll talk to me. And that's something
that we've
always noticed. And when we speak to people here, when a couple come, we speak to them both together.
Absolutely. It's vital, isn't it? Because they both have roles to play in bringing up children. You're talking about when you're out and about, do you find that you're able to go to sort of meetings and things with other childminders or not so much?
It used to be the case, but there's no longer any networking. Cheshire East in Infinite Wisdom have chucked us out the children's centre now, and there's no networking anymore. So any communication we do have with not local childminders, because we see them at the schools, but any other childminders in the wider area, broader area, is done through training. Or when Sarah's giving training, I often go along with her and I meet other childminders there. There's also the childminding forum that Sarah communicates with other childminders on and lends support to. So
that's an online forum, is it? The childminding forum.
Co.uk, childmindingforum.co.uk, I think.
Yeah, and I can put the link to that on the website as well, so people can click through for that. It's quite worrying to hear that childminders are that isolated, because that's always a common issue, that when you're talking to childminders, that's something that they know that they're going to have to deal with in however they feel suitable. If you don't have support from elsewhere, that can be a whole extra layer of work you've got to put on.
A skeptic would say that the government were trying to get rid of childminders, but I wouldn't say that.
I'm glad. Yes, and it must feel like that sometimes. Absolutely, yeah. What advice would you be giving to a man if he was thinking about starting early years? And I'd really like to hear about if you're a man who are thinking of setting up a childminding setting of some sort, or if you're actually a man who was thinking of, as you have yourself, gone into partnership with somebody else, what sort of advice would you give men out there?
You know, before I give that advice, which is going to be brief, you cannot be children don't treat you as a trainee. So when you go into childcare, it's full on straight away, bang.
Mm.
If you're going into a setting full of children, they're not going to come up to you and say, well, I'll give you an easy time today because I know you're just training.
Quite the reverse, yes.
Absolutely. So if you're passionate about childcare, you just go and do it. That's the only way to get any experience in this world. Passionate. Because it may be female dominated, and that may be for many reasons, but at the end of the day, if you're a male child carer, you're in it because you feel passionate about it. I firmly believe that because there aren't many of us out there, and we want to do it because either we've got a partner who does it, or we just want to start our own business. Maybe we're just money orientated and we just want to start our own business, but being in childcare will soon find you out.
Yes.
So you have to be passionate about this business. My stepson, Stephen, he works for a national childcare chain nursery, begins with a K, and he is also passionate, and he learned a great deal from us by being in this setting with us, and felt that he had the qualities and the passion to go into childcare. I think that's where that's the advice I give. Just do it. If you have the passion, feel you want to be there with children, you like children, just do it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And how interesting that your stepson has actually had that experience of being in a childminding environment and has then subsequently gone into childcare. That's really interesting as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. You think it'd be the last thing they'd want to do.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be running a mile, wouldn't you? Having seen how much hard work it is, but the passion must be there. Can I just pick up on something you said there as well about just going and trying it out? Would you suggest maybe volunteering? Or I know you started off in school. Would that sort of be a way in as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it depends on your circumstances. If volunteering is something you can do, yeah, of course. If you want to get into childcare, you will find a way.
Mm-hmm. So it's just any way that you can find to do that, to get that experience and then get in there.
I mean, I know when I was looking for jobs, when I was briefly made redundant many, many years ago, I went to the company's direct and said, I'd like to work for you. What do I have to do to get a job? You know, and that yeah. still applies these days. You can go to or write to your local nursery, ring them up. Don't even have to go through a job centre. Just say, I'm interested in childcare. How do I get to be one? You know, how yeah. do I get to be one of a member of your staff? You know, do that. Be proactive.
Yes, yes. I think that being proactive is so, so important, isn't it? Nobody's going to come knocking on your door, and that really doesn't matter what job. But if you have got that passion, then you need to go out there and drive it, yeah.
We did have a student once from a local college who came to do some work experience with us. So there's that way in as well. If you're at college and you're doing childcare, maybe that would be a good way in too.
Oh, that's interesting. So they chose to come to a childminder. That's very positive in this world at the moment with childminders leaving the profession. It's quite nice to hear somebody wanted to come out to have a look at childminding. So that's really good news.
Mm. I mean, they're leaving the profession because they have been snowed under with all the paperwork. But at the end of the day, you don't have to do so much paperwork. It's frightening them because this is the networking problem again, isn't it? Don't have that networking, that the person there that says, listen, you don't have to do all that, do this, or yeah. let me help you, or this is how you can cope. They just see all that paperwork, they have no one to turn to, and they decide to leave childcare, which is a great shame, but, you know, there it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, it comes around to that feeling of being isolated and not having that support and help. And that's why things like the Childminding Forum and websites are so important, that people can actually go there and just put up a question and say, you know, I'm struggling with this, or what about that? And somebody can just give a bit of common sense and say, you don't need to be doing this, or somebody's told you wrong there.
No, there is support out there. Childminding Forum is very good. There might be other platforms to use. Yeah. Seth writes her own ebooks. She has done for years to support childminders. She gives them away as well as sells them. So the support is there if you're prepared to look hard enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will put on the website those links, both to Childminding Forum and to Nuts for Childminder, the Twitter. And if I find any other things on there that will help childminders, I'll put those up as well so people can click through on those.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure. So how can people find out a little more about your childminding business in Knutsford?
Well, they can give me a ring if they want, or come and see us. They're always welcome, as long as they make an appointment.
yes, you might not be there. You might be in Costa Coffee. So
that's a good place to find me. Oh, but, of course, there's the website you mentioned earlier, nutsforchildminding.co.uk. There's a childminding forum. You can reach Sarah through that and talk about our setting if you wish. But, of course, being in childminding, and working with children, if that's what you do and you do it successfully, then I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that we can help you along the way in any way, shape or form.
Thank you very much indeed, Nige. That would be great. Just putting you on the spot here for a moment, would you be open, if there was a man in the sort of Cheshire East area, could he give you a phone and just say, can I pop around and just have a chat about being a man in childcare? Would that be possible?
Well, it'd be a bit silly of me to say no now, wouldn't it, after the... Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. I do appreciate that, just putting you on the spot there. That has been very enlightening for me, because as I say, we haven't had a man childminder such as yourself working together with your partner. So that's been really, really interesting. Thank you so much for the advice as well. I think you're absolutely right. If you do have that passion, then go for it. That's been really, really good advice. Mm. So thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's been wicked.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever had it called wicked either, Nige. That's fab. And I've never had a joke either, so that's good. Lots of firsts there.
Well, I won't stay on too long, so I'll end up telling you lots more, so we'll save everybody from that.
Well, thank you very much, and the very best of luck to you both for the future. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And do join me again for the next podcast about men in early years childcare.